From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Actor John Malkovich says we misunderstand him when we think of him as the guy who plays evil, demented, or manipulative villains. In some of his parts, yes, he says, but he plays many other roles, too. His own production company, it's called Mr. Mudd, has just produced a black comedy called Art School Confidential, in which Malkovich plays a thoroughly unattractive and not very talented art professor. Part of the challenge, Malkovich says, is being both an actor in and a producer of the same movie.
When you act in a film, I find it difficult to say, excuse me, is this scene 64? Oh, it is? Oh, good. May I ask, why is the camera over here? And why is it this lens? And why is it staged this way? And whereas if you're a producer, you can ask that and be completely within your brief. If you do that as an actor, it's really not very polite.
So when you were acting in Art School Confidential, you had to convey to the director and the others, just pretend it's not my company that's raised the money and is making this thing happen.
Frankly, yeah, that's how I feel, and that's why you can see that could be an awkward position, because I don't in any way think that. I just have to say that and behave as if it were true.
It's a good thing you're a talented actor in that case. You're having a double challenge when you're acting.
It's a good thing I'm a gifted and well-trained liar. But I'm not sure it's a good thing as a producer.
You would say that you've played in dozens of parts and that we miss the point. We exaggerate the occasions when you've been some evil, awful character. For some reason, they stand out. For some reason, it's an identification.
Well, I think that probably says more about what the public likes, or at least what they like to see me do, than what I actually do. See, I look at something like, I don't know, Con Air as a comedy. I'd venture to say that I get...
Don't a lot of people die in that comedy?
Yeah, but, I mean, they die in all of those, most of those Hollywood films. And I would just say I achieve as many laughs as I achieve corpses. If I go and write and direct 3 fashion films for Bella Freud, no one says, why do you always direct fashion films for Bella Freud? Mm-hmm. People don't mention that. Really? And it's okay. They don't need to mention anything I do. I'm just saying... I don't always like to feed in to a kind of, really it is a sort of drive-by mentality that I don't think is very accurate in the first place.
When you played the art school professor whose own work consisted of, was it painting triangles mostly, he was at some point?
Yeah, but they're in 3 colors, so... They're enormously complex triangles. Yes, he paints triangles for 25 years, and through the things that occur in the film, he grows to paint circles, to start painting circles. Life is a journey, of course. Not very promising.
Not very promising. And his message to his students seems to be, you are no more promising than I am. You are not going anywhere.
Yeah, well, see, I don't mind that. Somebody was asking me the other day, is it true that my professor said I would never make a living in show business? That's absolutely true, but I don't blame them at all for, not at all for saying it, and certainly not, not even if they happened to hope it would be true. I don't even really blame them for that. The fact is, very few people are fortunate enough to have a, quote, career where they're able to really express themselves more or less freely throughout the course of a lifetime. And I've been insanely lucky.
So you're saying the discouraging professor may be making more of an actuarial judgment than an individual judgment of someone's talent.
Yeah, and I think he's kind of right to say I doubt more than 1 out of 100 people who graduate art school do make a living out of it. That's just the way the world is. And I would like to think the things that interest me and the ways which I choose to pursue to achieve self-expression, I'd like to think I would do them whether I made a living out of them or not.
Yeah.
I'm quite grateful that I have made a living out of them, a fantastic living. For many years I didn't, but I wasn't at all unhappy then. One could even argue that it was simpler then, because when you don't make a living from it, then the work that you do, working in an office supply store or driving a school bus or painting houses or whatever that happened to be, you didn't really have to think about that much.
Right.
And when you make your living from what the thing that's actually your vocation, it has a tendency to be very hard to get away from.
Are those the things you did? Did you drive a school bus? And
Yeah, I drove a school bus splendidly, I think, for Solomon Schechter Day School in Northbrook, a suburb of Chicago. And I work for an office supply store called Chandler's. And Chandler's is now closed. See, it fell apart without my sales skills. They just couldn't make a go of it.
Is the Solomon Schechter Day School still doing all right without the school bus?
Yeah, surprisingly, they managed without me. But shocking as it may be, I was the head cabbage cutter for a man called Mr. Becker at his store, his fast food restaurant, I guess we say, in a shopping mall called Northbrook Court. Mm-hmm. And I was head cabbage cutter there until I was let go for refusing to accept, I guess, the party line on tater tots. Mr. Becker, who was a really lovely man, had explained to me several times that what I was doing was putting 10 or 12 tater tots on a plate of egg rolls, and what I would want to do to be kept on is put 6 to 8 tater tots on the plate, and yeah. Somehow this was just creative differences, I guess, as we say in my business, and it just I had to be let go. That's the way life is.
You were just loose with the tater tots, you're not.
I didn't. You know, it's just heretical, I guess. I
don't know. See, well, John Malkovich, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me on.
John Malkovich, his latest movie is Art School Confidential. You can see some clips from the movie at our website, npr.org.